everyone, to all of my listeners, welcome to today's interview series. This is Daniela Bien-Aimé, and I'm the founder of Bien-Aimé Post. And Bien-Aimé Post is a digital platform that focuses on business, social media, and leadership. And it is from the perspective of the Haitian diaspora, Haiti, and really to a degree of the Caribbean. Now, I'm really excited about this interview because I actually, Stevens and I, we know each other through a mutual friend, Pat, and Pat and I are in the same organization, which is the Haitian Roundtable. And a couple of weeks ago, just to give you some background information, Pat sent me the launch date for Stevens company. And as soon as I read and I looked at the website, I said, oh my, I need to have Stevens on my on my blog. I need to write about him. I need to have an interview with him. And it's been a couple of weeks, and I'm so glad that we are here today. So my interview is going to be with Stephen Charles. He's a young Haitian entrepreneur. He's very innovative, very inspired by his culture, and that's what we're going to talk about today. He actually created a company that has a lot to do with Haiti. So, Stephen, before we actually move on, I want to sort of like welcome you. How are you?
Thank you.
So tell me, tell me where you were coming from. Tell me your story a little bit. I guess what I'm trying to get is bring us to speed in terms of how you started LS Cream Liquor and also what drove you to actually get from point A to point B. Tell us a bit about that.
I mean, as you know, I'm Haitian, so cremas has been some kind of, very prominent in my family, you know, like every Christmas, my grandmother, my mom, and my aunts, you know, they used to do it, you know. And basically, I remember from a young age, you know, even like I was 14, not even legal to drink, technically speaking, and saying to myself, why is this not available? Like, why can't we go to the store and buy this, you know? And at the time, I was still really naive and didn't understand the business process behind it. Fast forward maybe 12 years later, and I saw a company. I mean, it wasn't really a company. I saw somebody trying to do justice to the product. You know, they're trying to design a better bottle and stuff like that, but the product inside was still subpar in terms of quality. So then, right then, I understood why cremas could not be sold in a, like, let's say, in your corner liquor store, basically, because it wouldn't pass, you know, the certain criteria, you know, that we need to be FDA approved and stuff like that, you know. And this is where the adventure started. I said to myself, I'm going to take the same taste of the cremas and put it on the shelf and do it the right way. And I did my research, and 2014, we launched LS Cream, you know, and this is really a testament to this product that comes from Haiti. As you know, it's really important in our culture. And in the end, you know, like a lot of people know a lot about cremas, you know, and a lot of people wanted to go somewhere to buy it. With LS Cream, they're going to be, you know, it's going to be the first time that you can actually go to a liquor store and purchase a bottle, and you're always going to have the same taste in every bottle. It doesn't expire. You don't need to shake it. You don't need to put it in the fridge. So, you know, so this was the goal, and we achieved it.
Wow. Well, you know, I have to tell you, Stevens, I'm so glad you actually created this product because you're right. In the Haitian community, in the Haitian culture, it is part of our heritage. If you go to somebody's house and they actually make cremas for you, it's a big deal because it is also labor intensive. A couple of years ago, I wanted to give my non-Haitian friends the experience, and I attempted to make the cremas, and I have to tell you, I would never do it again because it is absolutely labor intensive. So I am so happy that you're able to use your creativity and you saw a need and you're actually meeting that need because now I can just go ahead and buy it straight from you. I don't have to make it. And I'm very, very happy about that. That's really good. So I want to go right into the process because a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs, they always want to know, well, how did you do it? And one of the things that I read from your bio is that you had to get government approval, especially for the label. Mm-hmm. And whenever people think about the government, they often think about, okay, it's a slow process, a lot of bureaucracy. Can you share with us, like, what was the process like for you?
Yeah, so first of all, a lot of people are scared to go into stuff that they don't know. So I would advise people to, like, my advice is to just go ahead and, you know, and dive right in, you know. And this is what I did. You know, a lot of people, yeah, you know, you need to deal with the government. You know, it's never going to get approved. It's never going to get this. No. First of all, in terms of the process, anybody that wants to have an alcohol in the United States, first of all, the formula needs to be approved. The formula is going to be approved by the TTB. Okay, the TTB, they take care of tobacco and alcohol, mostly in all the other regulated consumer products. So this is before even the product is bottled. You know, this is like way before. Okay, so basically they do stuff, you know, to make sure, you know, they know the components of the product. And it can take up to maybe a year or so, because sometimes they're going to get back to you and say, okay, so in your formula, you need to change this or you need to add this, because obviously you can't just put anything you want on the shelf. And us, of course, there's a constraint, because it's not as if, I mean, we're creating something, but we have an objective, you know, because we want to make the taste be as close as it is to what we call, quote unquote, real cremas, right? So basically, we just need to make sure that, you know, we respect that. And once this is done, once you get your formula approval,
yes,
what's going to happen is that after that, there's a design that you come with the bottle and with the label, and then you need to submit a label approval. So on the label approval, they're going to tell you, okay, you need to put this information, you need to put this information, you need to put this information. And then you send it back to them, and they're going to tell you, okay, or they're going to tell you, no, you need to change this, or you need to put, you know, and it's a long process. And once you get this, you're basically good to go. It is extensive, but you need to be prepared, you know, because it is the government. It is a lengthy process, but, you know, if you're well prepared, you should browse through it fairly easily.
That's great. That's great info. And I'll make sure to include the link, the PTB you mentioned, yeah, on the post when I actually write it, so that way people who are interested can actually get the information as well.
Yep.
So this is great. So this leads me into the next transition. I want to talk about Kickstarter.
Yep.
You have been a backer on Kickstarter, according to your bio, but mm-hmm. you also have used the platform to build a campaign to start LS Cream Maker. Can
yep.
you talk to us about that process too?
Yeah, so basically what we use Kickstarter as a platform to make awareness about the product. As you know, I come from Montreal, Canada, right? So
yes.
Kickstarter over there is not really known. Kickstarter is more of a platform, you know, for people, you know, in the States, you know?
Yes.
But I felt that, you know, doing a quality video, explaining to people the product and stuff like that, even if I didn't achieve my goal in terms of
yes.
money, I know it would have given me a lot of attraction, and it's exactly what it did, you know, and people were praising, you know, the video. They told me I had a great idea, and this is where really I felt that people were respecting, you know, the product, you know, and it got people interested in it, you know. And yeah, and definitely it was a great experience, because, you know, we managed to raise $26,000, but, you know, at some point, you know, we realized we're not going to achieve our objective, you know, because the Kickstarter even reached people in Haiti. But
yes.
people didn't know that they needed to click and back, you know, the product. You know, like a lot of people, I was talking to them on social media, and they were like, oh, my God, like, this is a great idea. But they didn't even know that the Kickstarter platform was a situation where they needed to back. And if they backed me, I was going to give them a reward. So it was kind of funny. So people clicked, they shared the video, people were happy for me and stuff like that, but they had no idea that it was a financial thing, you know? So it was really funny.
Wow.
But in the end, you know, we tried it, and, you know, it got us where we are here, you know, basically.
That's great. That's interesting insight that it's almost like you need to have an education piece even around some of the funding companies that are available.
Yep.
You know, especially around Kickstarter, which is interesting. Now,
yep.
I know that you mentioned on your bio that you are distributing in the U.S. and also in Canada. Does
yep.
that mean not presently in Haiti?
Yeah, so this is what it is. In Haiti, it's not as regulated as we are in the States and in Canada, okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, if basically somebody in Haiti wanted to get the product, we could easily ship it to them, for example, or for a specific price or whatever. It depends where the person is located and stuff like that. But
right.
we are currently working with a distribution company over there, you know, to make sure that people, you know, can experience LS Cream even in Haiti, you know. But we are in discussion with hotels and stuff like that. You know, it's we needed to wait before we were launched in the state to be able to, from our warehouse, send it over there. Yeah, and as you know, we launched on December 30th of last year, 2014. So, yep.
That sounds great. So my next question to you is, you know, I've also wrote about your product, which I'm really excited. Haitian Times will actually publish an article for small business emerging startups and businesses that are coming out of Haiti, and LSP is one of them, which I'm really excited about. Now, and one of the products that I actually shared, they're actually selling, and it is some of the plants they're using. Those plants are actually coming from Haiti.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they're selling, you know, this product at Fairway Market. Any plant? Fairway also has a wine section as well. Any plans to sort of like tap into some of the upscale supermarkets with Elf Cream?
Yeah, so as of now, there's no plans officially. Okay.
Okay.
But, I mean, in the long run, it's something that we're looking into, you know? So it's more of because we want to give back, you know, in any kind of way we can.
Right.
That's the reason why I was telling, you know, people like, for example, you know, that eventually we're going to build some of our processes going to be done in Haiti and stuff like that. And that way, in any part that we can help, you know, that we can, like, be part, you know, more of the culture and whatever, like, we're gonna do it, you know?
Right. That sounds good. Now, I know this process has taken you 3 years in the making, and you are here now. And I always ask everyone that I interview, what do you know now, Stevens, that you didn't know 3 years ago in terms of starting this business?
Oh, wow. It's kind of overwhelming when you think about where I came from, like to be able to go into a liquor store and see the product on the shelf. What I learned that I didn't know before, I learned that I was really patient. I learned that you need a team. Of course, people are going to hear about me, and I'm going to do interviews and stuff like that, but you need a team, you need support, and you're going to need help. You're going to be, and when you go somewhere, you need to let people know what you're doing and ask for help. You don't be scared to ask for help. You need to don't have an ego, exactly, you know, and make sure you learn, and, you know, you don't think that you know it all, and, yeah, definitely that's what I learned, you know.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So my next question is going to lead right into a follow-up question. Where do you see LS Cream in 3 years from now?
3 years from now.
The product.
Yeah. I see LS Cream in Europe. I see LS Cream on ship and in your local airports. And I see the brand being the benchmark in terms of cream liquors around the States. You know, it's going to be, I want it to be the most innovative cream liquor, because as of now, I feel that there's some kind of segmentation about cream liquors. Like, it doesn't fit, you know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, only women drink cream liquors, you know, because they're talking about, you know, the other brands and stuff like that. Well, LS Cream is going to break those barriers. We're going to have events, going to be classy events, represent the brand, represent, you know, the design of the bottle, you know, that sharp design, you know, like, this is what I'm aiming. You know, people are going to be impressed about, like, what we're going to do with the brand, you know, and make people really feel that when they're drinking LS Cream, or when they buy a bottle for a friend or whatever, it really comes with a story, you know, and a feeling, you know.
Right. It's interesting that you shared that, because a friend of mine sharing about LS Cream, and she was sharing how someone told her that they didn't realize that a Haitian actually created the product, because the bottle was so beautiful, and it is. I love the packaging. I think it's just clean, it's sharp, it's really well done. So kudos to your marketing team. But I just thought it was funny, and that's one of the reasons why I actually started this post, because I want to give more patient leading thinkers, or anyone really, in the community, outside of the community, who are doing really interesting work, and they're doing some innovative work, but there's not a space for them to actually share their stories.
Yeah.
And I really want this to be a platform where people like you, those leading thinkers can actually have a platform. People can know, wow, I didn't know this was coming from a Haitian American or Haitian Canadian or whomever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, and a lot of people, you're not the first person like to tell me this. You know, a lot of people, they look at the website, they look at the picture we post on our Facebook, on our Instagram, and, you know, they're going to browse real quickly, and they're going to say, oh, yeah, somebody, you know, somebody else from another culture came and stole our thing or whatever, and they're not going to support it because they're going to assume that it's not done by an Asian. But in fact, you know, all my partners are Asian as of now, and, you know, and I'm proud of that, you know, like we're young professionals, and we're going to take this to the next level, and that's it.
Well, that's why I have you on board, because I want to make sure that people know that you are Haitian, and you are doing something amazing. And this is just more than a product. You're really shaping the image of Haiti as well. That most people realize. That's what you're doing. Really good. So my last question, I know you were actually winding down to what is the one thing, Stephen, that you encourage someone who has an idea but afraid to start? How would you...
I didn't get the first part, Daniela. What is the worst thing?
What is the one thing you would encourage someone who has an idea, who aspires to do something, but the individual is afraid to start?
The one thing I would tell them is to not wait. Don't wait for the right moment. If you have an idea, do it now. It doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't matter. Like a lot of people think, you know, they see big things and they're saying, yeah, of course he was able to do this because he had this or he had that or whatever. Never assume nothing. And, you know, sometimes you might be in a better position than that person that did all of those things. So just don't wait and just go forward. If you have an idea, just do it. And that's it.
Wow. Those are some wise words, and I definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much, Stephen, for coming.
Perfect. Thank you, Daniela.